Hello?
This is Matt with Grindy Walk-On. How may I help you?
Hey, Matt, this is John with Local Splash. I cut off there.
Hey, that was weird. I mean, it did the same thing. I kept saying hello.
Yeah, if anything happens, I'll call you back. But, no, to answer your question, I just moved to Alabama. You know, I have a one-year-old daughter now, and I got married and wanted to be closer with family. So, but our company is global, but our team that you'll be working with is mostly in California. So they run off PST time. So you're 3 hours ahead of it.
They'll probably have some stuff that's done overseas. I get that, cuts costs, but
you may not. I mean, see, 90% of them are actually in California, but if anything, I'm in Alabama myself, right? So you will have my information as well. I'll give that all to you as well too. All right. But I can tell you this: with our customer support team and everyone that works on your account, you get always contacted within the first 24 hours. And if you don't, you reach out to me. I'll make sure they contact you within the first 24 hours. Okay. That I always take care of.
Yeah, y'all don't have anyone in Augusta, Georgia, right?
Not doing what you're doing, no, sir. Within a 100-mile radius.
I mean, like, y'all don't have an office here?
Not an office, no, sir.
Hey, sorry, I just dropped my phone over the fence. Give me one second.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I was leaning over the fence. All right.
Drop me, man.
I'm not going to keep holding you up. Yeah, I'm interested at that price, I guess. I'm so strapped. I am really counting on this to natter a little bit. So you mentioned leads earlier. I just want to, you know, we were going over everything that comes with the service.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious what else comes with the service, if there's anything that was missed so far.
No, I mean, website, Google, Apple products is a huge deal. I don't know. I know, like, everyone kind of overlooks this, but it really does make a difference, Matt. What kind of phone do you have? Do you have an Android or do you have an Apple?
What kind of phone do you have?
I have an Apple. I have an iPhone.
Good choice. Good choice. Okay.
Okay. So this is a personal experience to help you understand how much of a difference this makes. I have a friend of mine who just opened up one of those vape stores. Okay. He got verified on Google and everything. He was all taken care of. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, you know, and let me look him up and go support him. So I looked him up on my phone on Google Maps. Could not find him anywhere. I'm looking at the exact address. Could not find him. So I drive over. I see him. And guess what he has? He has a Samsung. I'm like, listen, you're not listed on Google. He's like, yeah, I am. Here I am right now. I'm showing you right now. And he shows me on his maps. I'm like, that's great. You got verified, but you didn't do it for the Apple products too. That's actually a thing. So you could be losing customers from that just solely because they don't know you exist. With this, we include that for you. So not only are you going to look on every phone, but also making sure you're not missing any from because of Apple product. You see what I'm saying? So that makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And not to mention, your website will be interlinked, meaning it will be modified whenever they're looking on an Android, if they're looking on an iPhone, if they're looking on a tablet. It will adjust to look professionally fit their screen and pop up quickly because we use WordPress, meaning it doesn't deter a customer to say, oh, man, it's lagging. Let me look on the next one, right? We want to do every single thing. We paid that close of attention to every detail to make sure that this does well for you.
Okay.
All right. So, Matt, is that short for Matthew or is it just M-A-T-T?
Short for Matthew.
Okay. And, Matt, how do you spell your last name, sir?
R-H-O-D-E-N.
E-N. Okay. And then I don't forget any of my promises, Matt. Okay. So what's the best email I could send the invoice to?
W-R-H-O-D-E-N @mail.com. That's just mail.com, not Gmail, not Hotmail.
Interesting. Okay, cool. And then
mail.com. Sorry.
That stands out, man. I like that. Okay, so now for us to reach out to you, and is this the best phone number for us to contact, ending with the 7463?
That's it.
Okay, and then for your customers, do you have them reach out to that same phone number or to a different phone number?
Same.
Okay. All right. Now, this next part is all for Google. Again, this is important stuff, so I don't want to mess any of this up, okay? If I do, then it could delay things. I don't want that to happen. So, as far as the business name, I have it as Floor Daddy. Is there anything I'm missing in there?
It will be Floor Daddy LLC as soon as I purchase the LLC. Right now, okay. I'm still operating under my old name, okay. But I'm changing my name, so it's going to be Floor Daddy LLC.
Perfect. Awesome. Okay, when that happens, let us know. You can change it yourself, but I'd rather have our team do that for you, okay? Now, Google does require, as you know, they do require to have a physical address to be verified. It does not require you to show that to the public, so it's optional on that part. To get verified, what's the best address I could put in there?
1941 Heckle Street, Augusta, Georgia, H-E-C-K-L-E.
Oh, okay. Heckle Street. There you go. Nice and easy. All right. And you said Augusta, Georgia, 30904. Is that right?
That's it.
All right, cool. All right, boom. Let me put this here. Pow. Okay. Now, next part. Because we're developing a fully customizable tracking system, also going over a website, everything. I'm giving you a shebang here, man. So it's pretty wild. Monday, you have an hour window to speak with our team. Go over everything you want them to do for that website.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got? Monday, morning or evening works better for you?
I think I got a call scheduled for in the morning. Okay. Let's do evening, I guess.
Okay.
And another question.
Yes, sir.
I just forgot what my question was.
You stop me in my tracks anytime you come up with a question. That's my job, man. All right. I'll make sure to answer for you. So you said evening. I mean, I can do it as late as like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 6 to 7. I mean, however you want.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock works best. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and do that. So what I'm going to do, and I'm going to send you an email. I'm going to send the same email over to our team. It's a Google invite for that meeting. That way you have another form of contact for me as well. All right. Now, all you need to do is hit yes on your side. They will hit yes on their side to show you that they are committed to that meeting. If you ever even have to reschedule or it's taking too long, whatever the case, please let our team know. It is our job, and hey, listen, we'll be happy to accommodate for that, okay? So I'm sending it to you right now. Boom. And it's coming from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got that. I'm going to put a reminder for them right now.
Are y'all affiliated with Google?
Yeah, we're a premier partner. So Google doesn't reach out to you directly unless, like, you're a multi-billion-dollar franchise, right? So they hire different tiers of partnerships. So when people say, oh, yeah, we're a partner with Google, that's not the greatest still, right? Being a premier partner, you have to earn that spot by following the rules, right? One, you can't work with other competitors in your area for those clients. And then two, you have to perform very well enough for them to even keep your status alive at that top tier. That does make a huge difference. I wasn't lying to you, man.
All right, I hit yes on that. Is there anything else I need to do on that? I see there are two files sent.
No, just that one. Okay. Now the next part is all for Google. Question for you on the address. Did you want me to keep that hidden, correct?
Yeah, let's keep it in.
Okay. Please keep address hidden. Boom. Okay, now, as far as your hours of operation, how would you like to be showcased on Google? Like 24/7, Monday through Friday, what do you think?
I'm going to say 7 o'clock in the morning till 7 at night. Or let's do 8. Let's do 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night.
Okay, sounds good. And then Monday through Friday or 7 days a week?
7 days.
All right. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, and then do you want the customers to only reach out through phone or email, or what do you feel?
Don't want to reach out through what or what?
How you want to be contacted by your customers. There you go. Call, phone, okay. I can't keep up with emails myself. it's just too much.
I hate emails.
Now, as far as your distance, how far do you want to go out? I mean, this can go a 55-mile radius in any direction. Do you want to use everything for right now? Do you want to keep it condensed? What do you think?
25 miles.
25 miles it is. All right. And again, once you do see this is working very well for you and you're ready to spread your wings further, do not hesitate to talk to us, okay? It's included in your package. You can go further out. Now, the next part, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only, check, Zelle, credit card, Venmo?
Everything.
Everything. All
right, except, checks I'll accept in person. So, yeah, I know everything.
Okay. All right.
I don't have stuff like Square, though. I don't do that.
I'm not a big fan of
credit cards. But.
Yeah, me either. I mean, the new age anyway. Zelle and Venmo is taking over anyway. I like to use Zelle personally. We're not affiliated with these guys, so I'm not trying to upsell any stuff. But they don't tax
Zelle
or anything like that. Yeah, I love it. So, yeah, definitely a side thing for that. All right, now, far as your services you always want to be found for, I know I'm putting you on a spot, but I definitely don't want our team to start from scratch when they're talking to you. I want them to already have a game plan, put the keywords, or at least some keywords in there to show for it as well, too. What's some key factors you're like, John, I need to be found for this? What would they be?
Hardwood floor sand and finish, hardwood floor restoration. Those are the same thing, basically. Hardwood flooring new install.
Okay.
Hardwood flooring repairs, but only if it's a big repair or part of a sand and finish job.
Okay, so hold on. Let me phrase that one better.
I mean, I could advertise repairs. I don't care as long as it's not going to – like, I don't know if there's a budget set forward for the advertising. I'm still a little bit lost on that. It sounded like you said there's not. It's still like Google partners. And
that's right.
Y'all are good friends with Facebook, Zuckerberg, and y'all hang out and eat dinner, that he lets y'all run ads for free. I mean, how does that work? Y'all run ads for free? How do y'all have that ability that everybody else pays for a click?
No, you're technically paying for click, but we don't want you to feel like everyone else falling in the bucket of saying, man, I'm going over my budget, or it's going towards people that don't matter. We're partnered with Google and with Facebook. And that's why we're able to get that extra little additional part that makes a difference. So it's a target marketing ad rather than just a bucket of people that you're just shooting your ad out to, wasting your money on, right? It's kind of like saying, think about an ad like a business card or a flyer, and you just threw out your flyers to everyone in this whole zip code. Well, you just wasted all your money on all those flyers. Instead of knowing exactly where your customers that you want to target that are more likelihood to give you a call, you're handing them each one. Now you're not wasting all your flyers. You can save some for next week. You see what I'm saying?
How much money goes into my Facebook ads each month out of what I'm spending?
Yeah, so we're putting $100 into it every single month. And a Facebook ad click is anywhere from 5 to 50 cents per click. As you can tell, for target marketing ads going to those people that are clicking, that's way more than enough. So there you go.
Well, and how do y'all advertise? Disruptive? What do y'all do? Retargeting? I mean,
retargeting.
What is it?
Well, yep. Retargeting marketing ads.
Is that proven to be the most effective form of advertising?
Look it up yourself. Yeah. Look up the stats. It's more than double than Google ads themselves. Hands down.
And do I have Google ads running as well? Is that part of the $100 budget or is that just my
No.
Facebook?
No, it's just a Facebook. Google ads is a pay-per-click on Google, on like above the local map section, but I'm going to tell you right now, Matthew, if you were to start with that, for one, it's a higher pricing. I wouldn't suggest this as of yet because, one, we need to get you established. And two, those ads are an ad on Google. So the customers you're looking for right now are going to breeze through an ad. I think that would be wasting your money at that point. If you're sticking with the Facebook, that's probably your best bet, and you're saving money. And that way you can build up to say, all right, now I'm ready for the Google ads as well, too. Then you could do that. I'm telling you as, you know, personal experience of being through this myself, and being here for a very long time. Save your money on that and get the right results first. I'm just being nice about it. Sorry. Hope you don't take it with a grain of salt on that one. All right. And I'm going to put in parentheses that you want to add more. That way when our team talks to you on Monday, that they'll go over the more keywords. Case if you forgot something or if we miss something, we want to make sure we add them in, okay? That's included in your package. Pal. And the business itself, so is it licensed and insured?
I am fully insured with Workman's Comp, all of the above. My name changed. I'm going to start processing tonight.
Okay, beautiful. All right. I have to ask him. It doesn't matter. But okay, and then I think we're all set. Let me look at it again. Website included. Okay. Boom. I put the website still in there too. So I'm going to go ahead and process this through. The next part, I'm not accepting a no for an answer. It's to protect you and your pricing, okay? So everything will be recorded. I'm going to give you our direct phone number before we even get started with anything here, okay? So that way you have always a way to contact us. Let me know when you're ready. I can give you that phone number right now.
How soon do you think until I start seeing some return on my investment? You think 14 days or is that too soon?
That could be a possibility. I mean, I don't want to make promises I don't keep. I never do that. Okay? That's just me in general. But I can tell you this. From past experience, been here for a while, there's plenty that have, but plenty that haven't. You know, it just depends on the area. It depends on their line of work, too. It does make a difference on all that. But that's why I say right now, communication is literally, okay, two best things to make sure that this does well. One, keep track of your analytics on your tracking system. The calls may not come to your phone, but somehow they came through on Google for whatever odd reason. Call them back. This is not a paper lead system, okay? And that will also show your traffic. Yeah, go ahead.
With the analytics of it all, I'm very computer illiterate. I'm not exactly sure how to read some of that stuff sometimes, but with my Facebook marketing ads, is it going to show like clicks and all, I mean, is it going to give me a breakdown of everything so I can see how it's running and do y'all modify it?
1,000%. Yes, sir. And you don't have to be a computer genius to figure this stuff out. If you're, let's say, this doesn't happen, but I'll say it like this. Let's say like, oh yeah, I've been 3 weeks in here and I got 1,500 sales or 1,500 leads in here. That's quite amazing, right? Or if you're saying, hey, it's been 3 weeks and I got only one, something's amiss here. What's going on? You see what I'm saying? So keep track of those analytics. We don't want to get too far out or something and everyone's missing thinking we're all happy. No. We want to make sure to keep that communication alive so that way we are all happy, by meaning you are happy, okay?
If I call y'all, do y'all generally have a long wait time? Does it go to an overseas call answering service or?
No. Call within
contact.
Yeah, contact is always within 24 hours if it's overbooked, right? So if that is the case, reach out to me, man. I'll make sure I get somebody right away for you, okay?
And the number you texted me from earlier, is that your personal cell?
That's our number. So when you text in, it'll go to our technician team. Okay? So that you can text
when
that number.
When I text in, what do you mean?
Yeah, so if you text that number back right now, the 877 number, save that number. That's the number I was going to give to you anyway. That's for our customers. Okay? It's voice activated when you call it. So if you say billing, customer, client support, I don't know, Facebook, website, there's going to be a team that pop open your account, know exactly how to help you from there.
I can just text that.
You can text that number too. Yes, sir.
And what was I going to say? Facebook. So my business name currently on Facebook is my old business name, and I'm curious. I don't know if, I mean, can you change an old business name? Can you change it to a new one, and would y'all be able to help with that? I'm not sure I'm very computer illiterate. I'm not sure what all y'all offer. I might be asking too much. I know it's probably not a normal question at all. It definitely isn't. So that's probably a stupid question.
Nah, it's not never a stupid question, man. Actually, that's a very important question. So when it comes down to it, if we have to make a brand new Facebook business page with a new company name on there, that's included in your package, sir. I told you I was going to help you out. And I'm giving you literally everything on here to make sure you see that we're going to earn your business, man.
I want to just change the name because I've got.
If you need to change the name, they can help you with that too. Yeah, I'm just giving you the worst case scenario. If if you guys can't for whatever odd reason, then they'll make a new one for you. If not, and we can make that happen, then by all means, man, we got your back. All right?
Okay.
All right. So yeah, save that number. It's the 877 number that I text you from. Save it as Local Splash. Okay.
Just it. Hey, another question.
Yeah.
If I did for some reason have to pause y'all's service, and I'd hope it wouldn't be for long, just because I'm tight on funds, like let's say next month, what would happen with my website and all that? Would it just be put on pause and it'd come back whenever I start paying, or how does that
work? Great question. You'll see this in writing too. We have what we call a seasonal hold. So that way, in case you go on vacation or if you get overbooked or whatever the case may be, there's no cancellation fees or pause fees or anything like that. Just let us know 3 days in advance before your next billing cycle starts so you're not being charged for that upcoming month.
But I still have the site whenever I come back, right?
Everything's still running. Yep, everything's still running.
And if I ever decide I didn't need Zelle anymore and I wanted a site, do y'all sell the sites?
Yes, sir, we do. Another great question.
What is the buyout for the site?
So for the domain is the most important thing. That's $99. No problem. If you want to keep it live with all content and everything, our team backing you up, we even do it for a cheap price, affordable price, I should say, at $49 monthly. That's it. So you can even have our team still work on it. Yeah.
Y'all be willing to do it for $39 a month, though, wouldn't you? I'm only asking because I know you can always negotiate with companies that call you. I'm just messing around.
Well, with this, man, let's plan on this succeeding. Okay, you're not to pay for the website whatsoever.
I do plan on it succeeding. I definitely really hope that, you know. So right now, y'all are going to put my name in as what?
Your business name?
Yeah, Floor Daddy LLC or Floor Daddy?
Yeah, I'm putting it as Floor Daddy for right now. Yeah, we got to do everything by the books, so I don't want to get flagged by Google, right? Once it is an LLC, boom, we can switch it right away. And honestly,
and when I go to change my phone number to local, y'all can do that for me too?
Yes, yes. And that's something that's going to save you a lot of time and efforts, believe me on that.
I believe it.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to having an LLC or not, some customers like to look at and see an LLC. Some doesn't really matter. For Google, it doesn't really matter if you have an LLC or not on that part. If you want to add it in there to show more credibility, by all means, do it. If you're asking for my opinion on that, I would say put it up there. If not, it doesn't matter, though. But my opinion...
I'm also working with Angie. Angie's currently setting me up a Google profile as well. How would that affect you?
Matthew, I'm going to tell you right now, I know a lot about Angie's. They don't make you a profile on Google. They make themselves a profile on Google, and they list you in their page. So what happens is they don't make a website. It's their website. Customers look at you through there. So you're on their directory. That's why I say when it comes to this, this is the best investment for your business because now we're showcasing your business, okay? When you leave or if you ever decide to leave Angie's, guess what? Those reviews and all those clients and everything like that stay with them. You can't transfer those reviews or anything anywhere else. Whereas with Google, that's yours. Yeah, those reviews stay with you. Those are all yours.
And my Google setup doesn't go away?
Correct. Yes, sir. It stays with you. It's all yours.
And it's not that I plan on leaving. I'm just, you know, this is all.
I know. No. Yes. Great question.
Sign up
No, that's a good question. I back you 100% when you ask that. So I totally want to make sure I'm very clear when I say that. That is yours. Okay.
And getting ranked on Google, I should just expect to be on the first page, which consists of, I think, probably close to 20 other people. But how far up how hard is it to climb?
Climbing is based off of two things. One, reviews. That's on you, right? Keep doing the quality work. The reviews will come, man. I promise you that. Two, traffic. That's our job. We specialize in funneling that traffic to finding you. That's why we have all these directories. That's why we have everything in our team working with the algorithms to make sure you're staying ahead of the game and ahead of your competitors.
All right. And all your SEO, I mean, all that stuff, I assume that y'all get most of y'all's keywords generated through AI, which is supposedly like the godsend from advertising.
And they will go over that with you on Monday.
All your Facebook, like targeting, you know, you figure out how to target or where to target from the statistics that I guess it gives you. And
exactly.
I don't know, I'm just asking, man, because I've talked to a lot of advertising companies and it seems like, you know, it's kind of the consensus that AI has been just the truth in this stuff. But
yeah, AI is important, but it's who you're working with, what type of AI they're working with, right? What type of programs they're working with. That's the difference. And that's where we shine. I mean, we can't be around for 19 years just because we got lucky. You know, we do good quality work. And I'm sure that's what you're looking for, right? Same thing with your customers. You don't want them to find the cheapest round. You want them to find the person that's going to get the quality work. That's you. And I believe that. So that's why I'm willing to do so much for you to make sure you prove to you that, hey, this is going to do very well for you. You just got to work with the right people, okay?
And I can like send y'all pictures and y'all upload them to what, like, do y'all run my Facebook? Do y'all need like the login info and all that kind of stuff? Or how do
y'all do that? They will just need manager access for that, so that way they can list you. But we don't talk to your customers whatsoever. Again, remember, that's the number one thing we don't do.
No doubt.
All right, cool. They'll run the ads for it on your Facebook and keep everything up to date as far as your Google Business Profile, your Bing, and the Apple products with that as well too. Okay?
And do I have to pay Meta anything at all?
No, do not pay Meta. Yeah. This is actually saving you money. I'd be heartbroken if you paid extra to them for nothing. Okay. So
my total cost is $249, startup $249 a month.
Correct. You got it. And I'm going to put this in the recording right now. Yep. Oh, go ahead.
No tax?
No tax? What do you mean?
No tax, or is that tax included?
Oh, yeah. No taxes. This is flat rate, sir. Man, you have been through the ringer, haven't you?
Man, I'm tired, man. I'm tired. Yeah. I'm about ready to jump off a cliff with all this kind of stuff, man. I tell you.
God.
But I'm speaking to someone who isn't overseas, and that's no offense to me. I'm not in any way. I love traveling overseas. At the same time, man, I'll just be honest. It seems like I've had no luck at all when it comes to working with companies that either transfer you call. Anyway, I'll let you get on with it so you can handle other things.
I got you, brother. No worries. All right. So I'm going to hit record on this part. So answer as clearly as possible. And I'm going to put the pricing in there and everything as well. If you have questions, stop me and ask, okay? So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Floor Daddy.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
William Matthew Roden, and I am the owner.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, support you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Actually, I'm going to hit pause on that one. I want to make sure you are well protected. Matt, after this, we'll set up a security question and answer. That way, no matter what, anytime we call in from here on, we will call from the 877 number, and we will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer. That way, we keep everything confidential. You're not giving information to anyone, and neither are we. Okay? So I want to make sure you're protected and all that. All right, I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on June 14th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. And just for the recording sake here, it's included in the website as well, too. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 14th of each month in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just had you save. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. As promised, man, I want to make sure I put everything in there so you're well protected, okay? Now, as far as the security question, I joke around about this with a lot of customers, but I've actually seen one of my customers get locked out of his account because he totally forgot his answer. So it was sad. Now, it's pretty generic. You can make up any answer you want, but just don't forget your own answer. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay. And again, I'm not going to repeat it out loud for the answer, but this will never change. So what would the answer be?
Augusta, Georgia.
All right. Boom. Boom. Now I'm going to put this in. It will never change. All right. And we will never give the answer out. So please know that's a red flag if they do. Okay.
Got it.
Now, last part here. The card that we're using, is it spelled out Matthew Roden, or is there a middle initial as well?
It is first name William.
Oh, okay.
Middle initial M. Last name Roden, R-H-O-D-E-N.
All right, perfect. Now, I'm going to make sure I notate this part here so that way they know. I have to put the card, the way the card is on there, it's just the rule. You got to put it as the account holder name, but I'll tell our team to always refer you to you as Matt. Okay.
Cool.
So with that. And then on the address is for the billing address is the same thing, right? The 1941?
Yes, sir. No, okay. Actually this is not. This
oh,
is
okay.
Let me check. Oh man. how do I check?
Take your time, man. I'm here with you.
I'm trying to figure it out. Let me, what is my address for business debit card? I don't know if this thing's going to be able to give me that answer, but we'll find out. I can take a look at that for you. Go to pull site. Mm-hmm. Okay, so for my business account, it's 19109 Alice Circle, Lutz, Lutz, Florida, 33558.
Perfect. I knew something was up, man. Your phone number is 813, and I lived in Florida for quite some time. So.
I'm sorry to hear that. I love Florida for vacation. Love
vacation.
It for its politics.
Yeah.
But, man, I'll tell you, Tampa traffic and the cost of living there.
Yeah, the cost of living is killing me, man. We were trying to move back, and, you know, long story short, it's just getting way too crazy.
Everybody's moving there.
Yeah, it's just turning into California at this point.
No, California's got everybody leaving.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's turning into California now, man. I'm like,
oh my God.
Okay,
yeah. You know? Everybody from California's going to Florida. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, it's wild. But anyway, all right. So I want to make sure I have this all correct. Boom, boom, boom. Alice Circle, correct? Just want to make sure I have that correct there.
That's it.
All right, cool. Boom. Put this in here. Now. Okay, and then what kind of payment method are we using today? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
It is a red and yellow circle card.
Okay, it's a Master.
Is that Master?
I believe so, yeah. All right. Now, for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
All right, I just dropped it. Just like I dropped my phone earlier. All right, here we go. 5348-6000-2363-1200.
All right. And the expiration on that?
0828.
Okay. So. And then last but not least, the security code.
355.
Okay. Now, before I process any payment... Now, you know, I'm not lying, man. I really got everything hooking you up on a lot of stuff. I want to make sure even our systems stay the same. So I'm going to refresh it like 2 times at least. I don't want to mess up whatsoever.
I'm sure that someone out there has gotten a better startup than me. I have no doubt. I know y'all are always willing to negotiate. Every advertising company I've talked to.
No, man.
That's not discrediting you. I'm just saying. I'm sure that plenty of people have gotten a pretty good deal, man. And I'm sure it's worth it. I really hope so. I hope after 2 months, I hope I don't have to cancel after the second. God willing, I'm going to have jobs coming through that allow me to pay my freaking bills.
Yes, sir.
But
yes, sir.
I definitely need, you know.
All right, man. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and process payment. $249. Stay on the phone so you see your invoice through text and email. I like to keep to all my promises. And while this is processing right now, just letting you know, no, there's no one else that got a better rate than this one right now I'm giving you here. Of course, for long term, if you're looking at to shorten your bill further out and, you know, having the same package once it's doing well, give me a call. I'll work with you on that. We like to help out our long-term customers as well, too. Okay?
Okay. All right. And real quick, if you don't mind, just mentioned you would send me your phone number. Can you text that to me by chance?
Yeah. Well, that's the same one I texted you from. So here, I'll put it in again. And I'm going to put my extension as well, too.
I thought you were sending personal. Okay, I got you.
No. Yeah, so I'm going to send you my extension just in case, too. So I'm going to put the phone number, 877 is our local splash.
And let's see, what was your name again? Joe?
John, yep. I'm sending that to you right now as well.
How long have you been with local splash?
About 2.5 years now, man. Yeah. But I've actually, I wasn't lying to you. I have my own experience with martial arts. I've done martial arts my whole life. I have a martial arts consulting company that I run, still to this day, but I do this because I love it. You know, I really do.
Awesome.
Yeah. And so SEO is something that's huge, and I like being part of that success story for new businesses. I really do. It's like a high, I guess you could say. I don't know.
So you use Local Splash for your business?
I honestly can't do it for my business. I do more of the consulting for videos for the businesses now, so it wouldn't really help them out to do so. And it kind of goes with a lot of law stuff as well, too. But as far as each single business itself, yes, they use Google all the time. Yes, sir.
I guess you probably wouldn't need Local Splash because you probably know how to do most of that stuff anyway after being around it so much.
Well, working with them, yeah, I definitely give them best advice and things like that, too. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Talk to me. Make sure you got everything here. You should be getting a text and an email.
I got the one, blah, 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 choosing Local Splash, and a copy of your invoice. Please click it.
Yes, click that. That link there is what's going to give you the breakdown of everything we discussed. You can call my bluff on all this stuff. Now that you see it in writing. There's other packages for descriptions that you can upgrade to in the future. Do not upgrade without me because I can apply the same promotional rate, save you money. I would break my heart if I heard you upgraded and paid the normal rate. I can save you hundreds of dollars. Next thing is, when you scroll down to the Facebook, you'll see, as promised, we put 100 of those dollars into your ad spend for you. You don't have to worry about that now. Two, you call my bluff on the website. We usually charge extra for websites. For the life of you being with us, no website charge. It's all in there, partner. Take your time, read through. At the very bottom, before you get to the bottom there, if you have any questions, let me know. But at the very bottom, there's two checkboxes. You want to click, and then you're going to type in your name exactly how it shows on the card. And then let me know where it takes you next. That's the last part, though.
That's a lot of stuff to read.
Well, there's another copy that's sent through your email if you're looking through your text right now, too. So you have another copy of that.
Okay, I clicked the boxes, but I can't click anything else. It's not letting me say okay or anything.
Oh, yeah. Turn your phone sideways. You should be able to do it then.
I guess y'all won't need to sell my info. My info is getting listed now, so I'll get plenty of phone calls.
No. If anything happens like that, let our team know right away. Actually, we want to make sure we avoid that. We don't want spam calls coming through. We want to make sure it's quality calls, actually. I'm glad you brought that up.
Signature does not match William M. Roden. Got it. I guess I need to create a user profile now.
Nope. That's all set. You're going to receive a text with a username and password. Just know that we're going to start working on that today and going on Monday. They're going to show you how to maneuver through it. Keep track of all your analytics. That's your dashboard I was telling you about. Okay. So you can see all your traffic on your website, Facebook, calls, keywords, literally everything. So now you see that we're going to start working on that right away. Okay.
Okay.
All right, man. Well, again, William. Willie, I call William now, but Matthew, welcome to the family. Congratulations. Let's rock and roll with this. I'm going to show you what we're made of here, okay? So I'm going to let
man,
you guys
we
know.
We don't need the same table.
Well, technically, now we're going to make sure we get the right customers to help put the food on the table, all right? So let's make this roll, all right?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jokes aside, man, we're going to do good, okay? I'm putting some extra notes in here personally to put some extra efforts into this one to show you what we're made of here, okay? I got a lot of stuff in here writing on you, okay? But please, 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 please don't forget, Monday is a very important phone call for you with this. Let's make sure we're not missing a beat. Let's get things rolling, all right?
I'm sorry. Before I let you go, do y'all use stock photos or do y'all like on Monday when y'all call me, am I gonna provide photos for y'all to put on the site?
Have photos ready. We can have photos, but I highly suggest not to do that. I highly suggest you use your photos. Get the real customers get the right customers you want to capture.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Matt. Harris, sir. Well, thank you for giving us 1% trust. We're going to earn the rest of your rest, the 99% here, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, all right?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, sir. Bye-bye.